Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier. Sorry, I just drank some vinegar with water and stirred everything up in there. It's a new thing we're doing in the morning. Mother's vinegar. And boy, did it loosen everything up. We've got a super busy day ahead of us today, and I love being able to come to you today live Monday through Friday, or Tuesday through Friday. Mondays, we're taking the day off. Next week, we're going to get into something very special, the part of the book of Revelation that's accelerated. And today we're going to cover chapter 5. We have about a 1 hour program today, but I want to begin the broadcast this morning with some information. And then as soon as this mother's vinegar finishes doing what she's supposed to do, we should be just fine. Woof, that stuff is amazing. So anyways, what I would like to do is share with you an article that was sent to me from a very dear friend. I've known him for many, many years, and he's one of those individuals that has gone way out there and has been pretty much in the loop for a very long time. Now, I happen to surround myself, God has surrounded me with some incredible men of God who are keeping me well informed of the different things that are going on out there. And what I like to do, my ministry, is to look through the biblical lens at the signs of the times. And I think we're going to have an amazing time today, really, looking into Revelation chapter 5. But here is what my friend sent to me, he and his wife, and it's concerning, it's regarding the bill, which we've heard so much about now, 6666, which is the TRACE Act that they introduced on May 1st, 2020, by the 116th Congress. So it was introduced, not yet passed. So we've heard a lot about that, and we could probably keep refreshing our minds because we have a tendency to, you know, just not absorb all the information about these particular things going on. So, but what my friend sent was a little bit beyond this. I hadn't heard this before. My other friends have, praise God. So one more sip of mother's, here we go. Vinegar in the morning, supposed to give you a kick. So this is concerning an international patent that was filed by Bill Gates. Okay, this is an international patent, and the patent number, and this is all verified. We're not passing conspiracies around. This is in the patent codes, and I'll show that to you in just a little bit. is WO, this is the patent number, WO dash or slash 2020 slash 060606. Now, what I think I'd like to do, if you'd be patient with me just for one moment here, I want to go to, let me do it this way so I can show it to you. I want to actually show it to you. So I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to share the screen. I'm going to share the screen. And I'm going to share, let's go to the Chrome tab. And I want to share with you this one right here. And I'm going to share it. And there it is. All right. So here it is. This is the article that I'm talking about. And I don't know how you could see much of that, but let's give it a shot here. So what the article actually says, and again, I'm going to pick it up from here. I hope that's still there. So again, it's patent number 0W or WO/2020/060606. Bill Gates filed an international patent for a cryptocurrency system using body activity data. In layman's terms, this means a cashless financial system connected to individual people. Some argue that this could just be a patent for technology, which allows for smartphones, smartwatches, and other wearable technology to connect with a cashless payment system. That is one logical application. However, when you look at this in view of end time Bible prophecy, one cannot help but connect a few dots. The bottom line is this emerging technology connects individual humans to a database and a cashless system. That is a fact. The future mark of the beast described in Revelation and implemented at the midpoint of said period necessarily requires a cashless system, a database-driven digital tracking capability, and a mark on the skin that seems to have health DNA effects associated with it. Think of that in light of everything mentioned above. So in my view, says the writer, all of these details are converging and accelerating due to the global effects of COVID-19. And I think that's common knowledge now to everybody that's prophetic out there, God's people, having the Holy Spirit, that God was telling us that the time of acceleration had come and things were going to start speeding up. And I believe that the Spirit of the Lord spoke it very directly, and we've seen the speeding up of all things. Now, here's what I really want to show as well. The patent number, this 060606, is right here. And this is where you could search this out. And let me make sure that I'm getting to it. So this is the cryptocurrency system using body activity data. And if you could see it on the screen, and I don't know if you can or not, but if you can, on the left, it shows you the publication number. It shows you the publication date, which was 3/26/2020, so March 26, 2020, it was published. And then it has the international application number, and then it has the international filing date, which was 2/6 or June 20th, I think it was. Yeah, June 20th, 2019. Interesting, it was filed at that time. And then it has another bunch of numbers, and the applicants, if you look to the left here, is the Microsoft Technology Licensing LLC. So this is Bill Gates, Melinda Gates Foundation, Microsoft Technology. It tells you who the inventors of the patent were, which were Dustin Abramson and Derek Fu and Joseph Edwin Jr. Johnson. And then it shows the agents as Minhas and Chen, Hino, Holmes, Swain, Wong, Choi, Huang, Wright, and a whole list of other names with Goldsmith and others. And then it talks about the priority date and all the publication. But here's what it says. This is the patent. This is the EN or the abstract. Human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of cryptocurrency system. A server may provide a task to a device of a user, which is communicatively coupled to the server. A sensor communicatively coupled to or comprised in the device of the user may sense body activity of the user. Body activity data may be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. The cryptocurrency system communicatively coupled to the device of the user may verify if the body activity data satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. All right, so that's pretty amazing right there if you ask me. So that was the patent number. So we're talking here, according to the article, about the quantum dot vaccine. Now, I've had my brothers have come on the air. Ian has been very upfront with these things. He's been talking about it now for several weeks. And it's the quantum dot vaccine, which is visible and invisible ink that can be tattooed on someone as they are receiving a vaccine. Embedded in this tattoo is digital technology that verifies they have had the vaccine. This could also be technology used to give everyone or anyone a permanent digital ID. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funded and initiated this project. Now, there's a lot more information here concerning the terms quantum dot vaccine, quantum dot technology, and I'm going to just bypass that for just a moment. All of this convergence, when you study it all, brings clarity to the Lord's word in Revelation 13, which we agree, and that is all about you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. They get into a little definition of the mark, what the word mark means. I shared just a little bit ago that the number 666 a few weeks ago talks about the chi something stigma. And I was thinking about the Jews in Nazi Germany having the yellow stars wrapped around their sleeves. They hadn't had been technologically advanced to be able to put a digital mark, although they did write a number in their forearms, I recall. But they had this patch, which is a stigma. All right. Again, it was a stigmatization of those who had that yellow patch. People would look at it and go, OK, you're one of them. So whatever's coming down the pike, this is part of the stigmatization that's here. And then I just want to leave this article with this. as you know, censorship is alive and well. Last week, the people that brought this information out, without warning or reason, Twitter suspended all three of our Twitter platforms, TTAC, TTAV, and Cancer Truth. Thank God over the weekend, Clarence found an old Twitter account that they didn't shut down, so please follow. Okay, and that's where they get into. So in light of the current climate of censorship, we decided to record a series of interviews with the experts about this and other pressing issues. One such pressing issue is the HR, the House Resolution Bill 6666, aka the TRACE Act, formerly known as the COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contracting Everyone Act. Okay, that's what the TRACE is all about, which was introduced by Illinois U.S. Representative Bobby L. Rush. So in a nutshell, the bill proposes mandatory testing at individuals' residences, giving the government thugs carte blanche. Now, let me say that again, because I know I'm running through this. The bill proposes mandatory testing at individuals' residences, giving the government thugs carte blanche to break into homes and forcibly remove and quarantine anyone who tests positive for COVID-19. We're not feeling too confident on the reliability of the test in light of the fact that a goat and a piece of pawpaw fruit both recently tested positive in Tanzania. And I'm sure you've heard about the president of Tanzania going, wait. How is fruit getting infected here? So very interesting. But on a deeper level, it doesn't take a constitutional scholar to see that H.R. 6666 violates inalienable rights to one's person, home, and property, to one's life, freedoms, privacy, and security. It is a violation of the Fourth Amendment as well as the First, Fifth, Eighth, and Ninth Amendments to the Bill of Rights. It is an illegal act of forced medical treatment upon we the people and an invasion into our local communities. So again, it has not been passed. It has not been passed. But something, again, that was sent to me yesterday, and I'm going to leave this for another time, probably. There's a video out there. The president of the United States is going to be revealing something today. So, you know, make sure you're tuned into whatever he's going to release. It has something to do with releasing military power to get the vaccinations underway. I know that sounds very strange, but I heard it myself, and I couldn't hear the entire thing. I mean, it was just a blip, but it was the president talking to the news media. We're going to get the vaccinations going. We're going to start introducing them, and we're going to release, which the president has power to do, the military to make sure that this operation is underway. So make sure you find out what's going on there today as well. And where does this all lead? You know, it just leads to the Bible that has been telling us for how long we've been reading it. And for, you know, 2,000 years, this information has been there. But in our generation, we're just reading all these amazing things that are written in the Word of God. And that this is the time, perhaps, you know, a lot of people are thinking that way. But even though you're considering the perhaps with what is happening, it's not a good time to be an observer only. It is a great time to make sure that we're activated, doing as much as we can. And it is important to enlighten people to the realities of what are going on, what is going on. We have to be able to inform the body of Christ so each member of the body of Christ can make an informed decision on how they're going to respond to what's happening in the world. And now, because of what recently happened in the last 3 months, it's not some science fiction, you know, novel. I mean, the world really did shut down. Somebody shut it down. Whatever excuse was used to shut it down, they did it. And now we're seeing the next wave begin to rise, which we've been talking about. And we see it in the realm of anarchy, civil disobedience. We have the elections coming up. We have a summer coming up. Last year, the prophecy was a summer of violence. And now there are calls for terrorism. We're hearing about terrorism and maybe the release of a biological weapon that will go airborne, that will infect a lot of people, because, again, this will be a mark against the president for releasing everybody too soon. But who knows that where it's all going to lead? And yet there's a certain degree of confidence in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit of truth, that what we are in is what God has said would be. And we believe it's going to lead to a lights out experience, that God will darken the day, that he'll darken the earth in the clear day. That's written in the book of Amos chapter 8. So rather than panicking, I want to go back to Revelation, because something amazing happens in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. Now, what I'll do all week next week is I'll bring on people. I'll bring on my brothers. I'll bring on my sisters, everybody who has insight, information, that's willing to speak about what's going on, not just in a repetitive way, but wanting to understand. See, I'd never heard of the 060606 patent. And again, that's very awkward that you have a 6666 bill introduced. I would imagine, right, in a normal setting, that would be shot down, right? I mean, we would all think the president and, you know, the House and Congress would shoot that bill down. And so I don't want to make too much of an issue about it, but it's in my understanding. It's in my memory back. I'm watching. But then the 0606 patent that's by Bill Gates for this vaccine a year ago, June 20th, 2019, is when they filed for the patent. And it has to do with this kind of cashless society, biotechnology. We heard in China they were already doing this through voice recognition, facial recognition. I mean, the world has really changed, hasn't it? And the 5G towers that are being built around the world to unite the world so that this kind of technology could go forward and advance and increase. They're getting the bugs out. We talked this week about the final implementation or installment while men slept during the COVID-19. While, you know what the number one stock was in the last 3 years? Over 400% increase? Netflix. In other words, everybody stayed home, got their popcorn, and watched the movies. How many people do you know that took serious that something's wrong within our society? That they have gotten everybody out of the way. They are installing something, maybe fixing or correcting final components, and then are preparing to shut the world down even further because of the dissidents. And then as the world is shut down further, maybe through an EMP or some other mechanism of turning the electricity down for the world while maintaining through the Gwen Towers that, again, Ian told us about, the Ground Wave Emergency Network, so that the critical infrastructure of the global elite will be working so that they can communicate around the world, but the average people of the world will be in the dark. And then when they're ready, when everything is set, they'll bring the world no longer on the electrical system that we've always known, but will be brought online into something that has more power and more ability to do more stuff than anything we've ever dreamed. That is not scientific any longer. That is the technological reality. And remember, you have to go back to technocracy today, and you have to remember that this is the idea of the engineers, the scientific engineers, who are basically making their move in our generation through their technological advancements, saying, we don't want government anymore. We don't want religion anymore, because both government and religion have failed to bring this world into the harmony and peace that we want it to be in. So your government has failed. Your religion has failed. So we're going to suppress all of that. And we're going to rise as the social engineers of the technological age. And through our technology, we're going to begin to do miracles. We're going to have bionic eyes or whatever, whatever. You know, that's been from the bionic man how many years ago in the mind of them that would be in control in these last days. So the engineers, the scientists, the social engineers, the technocrats, all of this is a combination of what we've been hearing for years. The only difference is we're now watching it. We're seeing it. We're hearing it. We're understanding it a little bit more. So what does that do? I mean, if you're a herd of buffalo and there are a den of lions begins to circle you, what are they going to do? What's going to happen when the enemy begins to circle and encompass, you know, the body of Christ, the Christians on this earth, the people that are just kind of caught in this place, and you watch the mentality of different herd animals, and when the lions are there, they basically have nowhere to go. They try a little bit, they start putting their head down and pushing, but those lions, man, they're ready to pounce. I don't want you to be in that herd, is what I hear the Spirit of God saying. I don't want you to get caught because you ignored what God is revealing. Because you just skipped along and ignored it and said, oh, everything will be okay. We cannot afford to do that. We need to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people right now. So, but when the lions circle their prey, the prey gets very nervous. They begin to act up. They get uneasy. And, you know, something's wrong. We want to be way outside of that, okay? We want to find a way by the Spirit of God, not in our own acumen or genius or prowess to, you know, become, you know, survivalists. No, God had his people in Goshen. God knows how to do this. He's got refuges all over the world for his people. We just need to be led by the Holy Spirit and make sure that we don't let the relaxed attitude of the people who are very submissive and compliant to the governments of the world. We don't want them to make us like them. We don't, you know, of course we're going to stand up and stand out, and anybody that does is going to be viewed as crazy. You know, why aren't you wearing your mask? Why aren't you social distancing? Why aren't you obeying the government? Why aren't you obeying the laws? And we haven't broken any personally here, but I would imagine in places like California and New York, if you did anything that they told you not to do, you know, you might be already on a list. Only God knows, right? So it's really important that God's people do not get caught. Jesus said, like a snare, it will come upon the whole earth and they will not escape. Pray that you be found worthy to escape all these things that are coming down the pike. So this information has to be useful. And here's how I think we can do it. Are you ready? I think we could do this. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to click out of here. I'm going to click out of there. I'm going to go back to here. And let me just say before I go any further this morning, because I've got good time to do what we're doing, I want to say good morning to Brother Kevin. He says, good stormy morning, everyone of this gathering. Yes. I see my sister Sonia is out there today saying shalom. Good morning, saints. May God bless each of you, and may he keep you close to him and give you his peace and blessings here as well. And Sonia, I want you to know, and folks, just first names alone, I want everybody to pray for Miguel, and just pray that Miguel rises up with an immune system that is so strong and so powerful that he shakes off anything, a flu, cold, anything that was named, that the blood of Christ will deal with that, and that will be good. I see, again, Carol. Good morning, Carol. I need to talk with you. I sent you an email last night. A blessed Friday to you as well over in Roanoke, Virginia. We need to chat when you get a chance about our possible coming in your direction. And Carol says, you might try Goli apple cider vinegar gummy chews in place of a drink. Hey, I'll try that. I'll even look that up if I get a chance. I want to say good morning to Sharon out there. Sharon Evans, good morning to you as well. And Sister Cindy, who's going to be cutting my hair today. So thankful for you, Cindy. God bless you. And more than just hair cutting, you're an awesome sister in the Lord. I want to say good morning to Nolan Hemon. People need to see this. I agree, Nolan. And there's a lot of good guys out there that will be helping us to reveal this information. Good morning to Lena Gravina. Once again, Lena, welcome. I believe you're coming from Australia. God bless you. And again, I want to say to George and Michael, good morning, says the George and Michael show out there. Overcomers. I know that's coming from Pastor Mike. I missed the vinegar train. What's up with the vinegar? I took a little vinegar this morning and I couldn't talk for like 5 minutes. It stuff loosened all the stuff in there, you know. So anyways, Ian has typed in. Ian says that the Plandemic movie was released by a Luciferian New Ager named Mickey Willis. Ah, I did see that, by the way. The enemy is making a power play, exposing things to bring about false light. I would imagine in these last days, the deception will be so great that even the elect of God could be deceived. And of course, Netflix, according to what Ian is saying, is promoting witchcraft and Luciferianism. They certainly are. Hollywood's been doing it for a long time, priming the minds for the people to receive the false light, the angel of light, Lucifer, the light bearer, according to what the Masonic lodges would say. And again, Phil, Miriam, good morning, Pastor Vincent. Saints, keeping alert with you. The military enforcement to force vaccinations sounds totally outside of our Constitution. Our God will be our refuge, and I totally agree with that, and that's what we're doing here today. We've got Aggie Compton writing in. Hello, Aggie. God bless you. She's saying hey, and I'm saying hey back to you. God bless. And we're going on. Okay, so Sonia's sharing publicly. We could do this. Miguel Jr. is my oldest son, 25 years old. He's getting over the virus. He was infected with COVID-19. Virus. He's getting over it. Praise the living God. And we believe you will. Good morning to Marissa. Marissa's calling in. And Chandra. Hello, Chandra. Nice to see you this morning. Trust you're doing well. God bless you. Great gals from Nicole's house. We'll talk about that one day as well. And so there we are with that information. Now what I would like to do, and again, we're on Facebook and YouTube. I haven't seen Vinny Pots and Pans, though. I don't know where he is. He's a good guy from New York City, a detective. In fact, so let's get to Blog Talk Radio. See a lot of friends over there. Let's get to the book of Revelation. You ready? Everything I just said is going to be found in this. Let's go now and look at all the stuff that we're hearing out there. A lot of information. Let's go ahead and take a look at Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. We were in Revelation 4 yesterday. If you didn't hear that, you might want to go back. And there's a way you could find all of our videos are lined up in our one of the apps. We'll talk about that later. But chapter 5, verse 1, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne of power a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. Now, most of you know immediately Daniel chapter 12. God told Daniel, seal up the book until the time of the end. Many, and I'm paraphrasing now, many will be traveling to and fro throughout the earth and knowledge will increase. So he connects with seal up the book until the time of the end with knowledge will increase and travel will increase. You and I believe, are living in the time of the end. Knowledge has increased exponentially in our generation. Travel has increased exponentially in our generation, along with Israel just turned 72 yesterday when we said happy birthday to Israel. 72 years ago in 1948, a scattered nation came back together just like the Bible said they would, as the fig tree prophecy is very, very real and alive. And we could talk about that again later. But you have three major prophetic signs that are happening in our generation. That to me is phenomenal, phenomenal, that Israel must have been a nation in order for the book of Revelation to commence. And they are here, and we're in that generation. 70 years, 80 if by strength. 72. Get ready, folks. Big things are coming down the pike. And then it says here about that book in verse 2, I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? So now in verse 3, no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept, in verse 4, John said, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. You know, the book of Revelation and the book of Daniel are like hand and glove. If you've ever really studied them out, Daniel 7 talks about the four beasts. Revelation 13 talks about the beast, but it's just like the four beasts were, but now they're one. You know, all kinds. And you got to do that side-by-side parallel study sometime. It is amazing. But here, John is weeping because there's this book, and it's like a title deed. There's information in this book. It's written within, it's written on the backside, but it's sealed. Nobody, you know what the word seal means, and we're going to talk about this on Monday or Tuesday. The word seal actually means, at the deepest root, understanding. So there, nobody could open it. Not that there were actual seals that nobody could break. There weren't a big enough pair of pliers. That's not it. The seal was a darkening of the understanding. It was not meant to be understood until the time of the end. I believe that we are a generation at the time of the end, and I believe that God is beginning to open the book. But why would John be so cautious, so need desperate and desiring for the book to open when, in fact, the book opens, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be released and a lot of stuff that's going to go on. Remember, from Revelation 1, 1 and 2, it was always about revealing things that are coming. So far in chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4, we don't have anything about that book and the things that are in it. Chapter 5 now, there's a book, and all the stuff written in that book, when it opens, is going to be a revelation of all the things that you're living in right now and things that are yet to come. It's an amazing thing. So he wept much. Verse 5 goes on to say, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals, or the seven layers of understanding, a depth of information, revelation, knowledge that are in Jesus Christ. So one has prevailed to loose the seven seals of the book. Who is that? We know that only one rightful individual that has the legal authority to open that book, to unseal it, is the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahushua. There are many names that people are using today in messianic movements. We know him as Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. He's the one. And it says in verse 6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, which we talked about yesterday, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. Wow. Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. What an image. Can you comprehend it? I mean, even if we comprehended it in our highest imagination, it would only just begin right there to be really fully understood. It's so incomprehensibly awesome, correct? But we know who that lamb is. That is Jesus Christ. There's imagery here. There's symbology here. He goes on to verse 7. he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Can you see it? This Lamb of God having the right to come and take the book out of the right hand of him that was sat upon his Father, Almighty God. And Jesus Christ is the only one to be able to do this. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. Are your prayers gathered up into those vials? I hope so. I hope mine are too. And right now is a time for prayer. You know it is, and I know it is. You can't avoid prayer any longer. We need houses of prayer. One of the things we want to do when we begin to start these home fellowships is we want to cause them. We want to ask God to organically grow them up to be houses of prayer. And I do believe that prayer for healing, restoration, prayer for guidance and direction and understanding, I believe God is going to do something so great. And again, I want to tell you about these home fellowships. The glory of God will be in them, and God will set a defense upon the glory. In other words, in every house of Israel, Isaiah 4:5, I'm going to read it here in just a moment. In every house, the glory rested upon, and then God set a defense around the glory. So you can't tell me in these last days where it's dark, if God's people are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people right now, which is moved and motivated by Yahweh God, our Father, that he doesn't have the power to keep what is his. He absolutely does. And I believe that one of the things he wants to accomplish are these home fellowships. And I believe he will rebuke the adversary that would try to stand in the way, because I know it's an accelerated time. He knows what he wants to accomplish, and I believe it will be accomplished by the grace of God. So this is something I find powerful. But again, everybody's falling down. There's harps, there's prayers, there's odors of the saints of the prayers of the saints. And then in verse 9, now get the imagery the best you can. This laid out scene in heaven. We talked about yesterday, the seven lamps of fire burning, the 24 elders, the four living creatures, innumerable amount of angels. Watch this. It's going to open up to us. Verse 9, they sung a new song. They were singing, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. This is the work of Christ. This is the redemption that we have received through the blood of Jesus Christ. The acknowledgement of those who witnessed this Lamb of God having, he's the one. It's not going to be Buddha, Confucius, or anybody else. He's the one. And he has made us, in verse 10, unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Wow. Something about opening this book is stimulating, inspiring the saints of God, those who are in the heavens, that he talks about every kindred, every tongue, no man in heaven. So there were people in heaven. There were men in heaven. No man under the earth. I mean, this is a scene where something is opened up to the mind of John that was revealed to him of this worship, this singing, this new song. There's something really good in heaven about opening this book. And yet when we read it from our perspective, we say, whoa, here this book is going to be the beginning of sorrows, war, famine, death, deception, and trumpets sounding, and the earth being pounded and moving into the dragon and the beast and the great tribulation and persecution and martyrdom and, you know, World War III and people dying and depopulation around the earth. That's what's in the book. But why does heaven's perspective make it something like, hallelujah, you're going to finally open this book? Why would they be so happy about that? I mean, most of the church on earth doesn't want this book to open. And yet in heaven, they want the book to open. John was weeping that no man could open the book. So why in the spiritual things Why the desire? Even though on earth, these are the things. What's in the book is what God's been saying to John twice, up into chapter 4. I'm going to show you things to come. And the what he's going to show him is written in this book. And the things, what he sees, nobody in their right mind on earth, logically, reasonably, would want any of this stuff to happen. But in heaven, they're rejoicing. They're singing. They're praying. They're worshiping. Why? Why? And then we go on, and I'll speak into it in just a moment. But these people have a revelation through what Christ has done for them that they are going to be reigning on the earth, that they are the kings and they are the priests. These are the ones that have been redeemed by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. I mean, praise the living God that God's people are going to reign on the earth. But there are a few things that have to happen first. So almost what it appears to be looking like is that all this time that book has been sealed and man, people are bummed out. Even John was bummed out that it wasn't open yet because it meant more time. But now that the book is going to open, it's acceleration of the end of man's rebellion and rejection. And God is going to start cleansing his own earth and doing some things. And the people know it's time for him to come, the rightful owner, the heir, Jesus Christ, to set up his kingdom on this earth and to bring forth his government, his kings and his priests to begin their time of ruling and reigning. I mean, this is what heaven wants. They don't want this stuff on the earth anymore. And if the saints of God had a revelation of the desire of the Father, it wouldn't be about saving America right now, for goodness sake. It would be about bring it on so that your kingdom will come in America and all over the world. Come on. I'm sorry. I shouted again. I apologize. It's Friday. I'm so glad because I'm taking my Sabbath tonight. And I'm going to be taking Sabbath Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And that's all there is to it. But this is what the word says. Now, oh, that's amazing. Mother's vinegar. You got to love that. Wow. So here we go again. Now watch this. Verse 11. I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels, four living creatures, 24 elders, seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, a crystal sea before the throne, unbelievable imagery in chapter 4. But now here comes, I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. That's 100 million and thousands of thousands. I mean, we're talking billions. Trillions? Who knows? The number was inexhaustible. You know what I always believe? I had a conversation with a sister last night. If there are all these billions and billions of angels, what a waste if they're not working on your behalf. I mean, why would God have billions or trillions of angels that are supposed to be ministering to the heirs of salvation? And yet we're not acknowledging their ministry in our lives. We're not going to intrude into angelic worship, God forbid. But shouldn't we have a peaceful acknowledgement that God has his angels watching over me? That God will send angels to rebuke anything that the enemy would bring in my direction. That there's nothing strong enough on this earth to contend with the holy angels of God. But I like Frank Peretti's book, This Present Darkness. When the church prayed, the angels were strengthened and released. That's another story. But here they are. There they are. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. And what are they saying? They're saying with a loud voice in verse 12, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Wow, there's a sevenfold spirit of God, isn't it? Why would the angels of God, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, and everything else that's in that place, why would they be rejoicing and singing and worshiping and praising if it was a bad thing for God's people, for God's kingdom? Ah, the book of Revelation is not your enemy. the final prophecy to those who love God, love Jesus Christ, not in word, but in deed, the way they conduct themselves and live their life, and obey the gospel and obey the commandments of God and of Christ, and aren't whimsical Christians without any foundation, but they do what the word of God says to do, not selectively, but to the chagrin and the death of their own self, so that the life and will and purpose of God would be revealed in their lives, right? So, heaven's rejoicing at the opening of this book. Why are people on earth freaking out? And I don't use that term a lot. I just am there right now. Why do God's people fear? Man, you got trillions of angels ready to fight your battles. You have the indwelling presence of Jesus Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What in this earth could you possibly be afraid of? Well, they're going to arrest me. They're going to chop my head off. They're going to, so what? Some people are going to be absolutely spared. And I know there's people in my camp, I'm not even allowed to say people are going to be beheaded and persecuted because their faith is so strong that we are like the Church of Philadelphia, that God is going to protect because there has been a genuine godly obedience in the people who are working out their salvation, every one of us. So we have a hope that God will protect, which he said he would to the Church of Philadelphia, that God is able to protect his people. Not everybody. There's a seal of the 144,000. Well, who are they? Well, you got. We talked about it. We'll talk about it again in chapter 7. And we're going to go deep into that because I think there's a misunderstanding of who they really are. Now, so far, these guys are just talking about Jesus, the Lamb that was slain, that he received power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Seven wows, okay? Verse 13, and every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I, John's hearing, all creatures heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. What was John hearing? When all creation was worshiping, what was he hearing? What kind of a sound was that? It's time for you and I to get in that sound. It's time for you and I to begin to sound forth blessing and honor and glory and power be unto our God and unto the Lamb who sits upon the throne. And finally, verse 14, I'm sitting right now. The thunder just started rolling in the heavens. Do you love that? I love that. Praise God. Verse 14, final verse. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lives forever and ever. And what a moment in heaven. My God. Where in heaven is there room for, oh, don't open the seals. Oh, don't open the book. Not now. I'm living my best life now. Things are just starting to work for my life. That's not going on in heaven. They really don't seem to care one bit about your or my longevity in our lives here on earth, trying to save our lives. They're just going, hey, you don't know how good this is. You don't know how awesome this is. And church, you need to come alongside and get into what heaven is doing over the opening of these seals. Because the opening of these seals is the beginning of the end. And the question is, have any of these seals been opened yet? Oh, I believe they have. And so on Tuesday, we're going to go back and we're going to go to chapter 6 and we're going to examine it and we're going to see, do we qualify to be the generation who have seen the technological exponential rise and the people traveling and Israel become a nation and all the other Bible prophecies said what it would look like, good people calling good evil and evil good. Are we there? It sure does seem like we're there. And we need to get the body of Christ awakened and alerted to the reality that this is not bad news. This is not bad news. Just align yourself with heaven and don't take that silly mark. How do I know not to do that? How will I avoid that? They're all coming for us. Don't be caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing with the wrong people right now, even though they tell you that it's okay and right. Don't let anybody soothe, say you. No, take what is being said and do something with it. And prepare your spirit, your soul, and your body, and get the joy of the Lord in your spirit. Get the joy of the Lord in your belly. Get the joy of the Lord inside of you. You're living in the last days. Your life on earth and my life on earth, one way or the other, is going to change. I'm hoping we're alive and remaining at the coming of the Lord, because we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in glorified bodies that will never die. The resurrection of the dead shall take place, and those we love will see them face to face. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Give him glory and honor and blessing and power, and worship the King of heaven. And know that if you're true, that you belong to him. You're connected to what heaven is doing, and you're his people on this earth. That's not a separate reality, and this a new reality. No, heaven and earth. So get blessed. Man, get strong. The righteous are as bold as a lion. It's time to roar. So that's where I'm going to leave it right now. And I want to go and take a look at what's going on. Let's go. Anything going on Blog Talk Radio? Remember the number to call if you have a question or comment. We've got about 8 minutes or 9 minutes left in the broadcast. If there's something you would like to share, the number to call is 818-369-0326. See, I believe that all the stuff we're reading about 060606, HR6666, all the stuff that's going, there's so much, right? It's all in this book. It's nothing. There's a lot of satanic stuff that you got to be able to weed out through a spirit of discernment. There's a lot of stuff that is out of the imagination of man. We don't want that. That's why we sift through stuff. And then we look to people that are sharing and we go, okay, I believe we have a vessel of honor here that has paid the price that God has endowed with something that we do need to hear, even though it has to do with what's going on the earth, because we're going to ultimately find it in this book that's ready to open. All right, so let's go see what's happening in our Facebook, YouTube land, and let's see what's going on. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, okay, wow, there's a lot going on there. All right, so here we go. Let's look at some of the Facebook stuff. We're waiting for your call, by the way. Why are you all so quiet? It's Friday. Get on the phone, 818-369-0326. What did God just say to you? All right. Clarence is out there. Hello, Clarence. Hey, Clarence. We need to talk. Well, I'll explain that off the air just a little bit more. That's our brother in Richmond, Virginia. Phil, those of you mentioning watching movies these days, check out the first season or the 8 episodes of The Chosen. Well said. If you're going to watch something and chill out and enjoy your life in the midst of all this stuff, The Chosen. Wow. It's one of the best I've ever seen, the life of Jesus with his disciples. Absolutely amazing. The Chosen. Make sure you watch it. You're probably going to do a binge on it. You won't be able to stop. All right. So here we go. Here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I see. So grateful. Okay, thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a lot of hallelujahs going on. Uh-oh, Michael comes up with, when I am king and on this earth, I want to be the best bagels in the land. He wants to make bagels. I went to Israel, and I spent a week and a half trying to find a good bagel. I finally found it just days before leaving. I don't blame you for wanting to be the bagel king, Brother Mike. God bless you, my friend. Can you imagine the harmony of one voice saying the same thing at the same time? Ah, I can't imagine the resonation and the harmony, the vibration. It's going to make the new age look like old times. I'm telling you, when the saints of God who are purified in their hearts and minds walk into what God is doing right now, mamma mia, maridada, no doubt about it. All right, so praise the Lord. We got a call coming in. Here we go. We're going to take it. 479-321-6734. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Hey, you're on the air there. Hello. Anybody?
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, Phil. How are you?
Hi. I was just thinking about going to Arkansas, Oakland Ducky. Can you hear
me? Sorry. No, I didn't hear what you just said. Now I hear you well.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you. I hear you. You're not saying anything.
You're not saying anything.
There you go. I hear you.
Oh, okay.
There you are.
I was just wondering about the governor of Arkansas announced phase one of reopening restaurants and things.
Okay.
But you have to wear a mask to order. And I'm uneasy about that. I don't know if it encourages the fear and people that got fear already. I saw a lady in Sam's is dressed like a beekeeper.
Yeah. Phil, I was at a restaurant yesterday because our friends from California came into town, and five of us went to a local restaurant. They have great food. They had a little sign out there said, if you have a cough or a fever, please don't come in. So we went in, we took our table, no mask necessary, ordered a meal. The people serving had masks and even had some gloves on. It's a little weird, but there were social distancing at the tables. We went in. We had an incredible meal. I had avocado toast. It was delicious, and I'm going to take you for some. But, yeah, I don't want to be walking around wearing masks. But at the same time, I want to be respectful to people that are doing that in a sense of not, you know, causing trouble. But anyways, that's my idea.
All right. You probably can't announce over the TV or the web which restaurant you're talking about, but I'd be interested in finding out.
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you personally when I see you.
Okay.
And I'm going to actually take you and your beloved wife there. Love you. Thanks for calling in. All right. So we are down to 3 minutes. Anybody else, anything that you would like to share on this radio broadcast, 818-369-0326. Listen, we've been five books into the book of Revelation. It's been a bit painstaking. We took 2 weeks. We're getting it done. It's been an awesome time to be with each and every one of you. I want to thank you now. I was told to do this every time. So if you are out there today and you feel generous this weekend and you would like to give to the ministry for whatever purpose you want to give to it, there is a way by going to nwmglobal.org. NWM stands for New Wine Ministry. nwmglobal.org. And you go to our donations tab and you could give that way. There's also a ministry app on your phone. You could actually go to your app store on your phone and go to Church by Ministry One app. Just remember, Ministry One. You type that in your app part of your phone, and then it'll give you a zip code, and you just type in the zip code 72715. It'll bring you to our ministry. Our videos will be on there, a way to give to the ministry. So if you're feeling generous this weekend and you would like to give an offering to the Lord, maybe this has been part of your ecclesia moment. Maybe you just want to give something. We will receive it with joy in our hearts, with great thankfulness. And we ask the Lord to bless you for your giving. And we are very thankful, Patricia and I. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the prayers. Thank you for undergirding our ministry with your prayers. Thank you. I believe today we saw our Father in his rightful place over all things. We are connected to him. We are seated with him. So be encouraged. Be strengthened. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. Take your place and walk upon this earth like a king and like a priest or a kingette or a priestess. Okay? Do it and do it well. The Lord bless you. Thank you, everybody, once again for standing alongside of this ministry. I will see you Tuesday right here at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Make sure, like our friend Vinny Gumbatz, not Vinny Gumbatz, Vinny Pots and Pans. I'm sorry, Vinny, I had to say that. You want to make sure you press that thumbs up and that subscribe button is what he was asking everyone to do. Until we meet again, I'm Pastor Vince. Shalom. Have a super blessed day. Right now on omegaradio.org, there is a roundtable discussion with Patricia, the author of the book, Deliverance, the Christian Bill of Rights. We'll see you next Tuesday. Shalom, everybody.